Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Youth Services Librarian Katie Dreyer with the Pella Public Library and Nicole Goodenough with Light and State Bank join us on today's program to talk about upcoming programs with the Pella Public Library, including a collaborative project with Light and State Bank.
Well, Katie, I'll start with you. Last time we talked was near the end of summer, talking about getting kids involved despite all the challenges of COVID-19. And now here we are in the fall. Many more opportunities, not only for kids, but our entire community to get involved with the library. Very busy month going on right now.
So it's actually library card sign-up month. And so if you need a new library card, if you've lost yours, we're running a sale, a half-price sale. So you can come in and get a replacement for $1. Because typically in the month of April, we do our food for fines during National Library Week. We were obviously closed during that time. So we are doing food for fines the entire month of September. So if you have any fines, please feel free to come in, bring in any dry or prepackaged food for the food shelf, and we will get it to them and you will get $1 off your fine. We also have a couple programs coming up from the Iowa caucuses to the White House, a program that will be held on Zoom for adults, led by Andrew D. Green, a professor of political science at Central, and that'll be September 28th at 7 p.m. So please feel free to go to our online calendar and register for that. Along with that, we also are offering Zoom story times Monday through Thursday, and you can go onto our online calendar to get that link as well. So it's always fun to see kids that way.
Well, Nicole, we have you here today because Light and State Bank is partnering with the library for a special program. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you guys have been working on and ultimately how this is going to especially help some of our youngsters.
Yeah, so Light and State Bank is always looking for ways to support the community. And this idea started as an in-person event where kids could read to LSB employees at the library and read away their fines before the summer reading program started. But of course, it was postponed due to COVID. So we've kind of adapted the program, and it's going to be a one-on-one video call with Miss Katie. And she's kind of a Pella celebrity with the kids around town. So we think they'll be excited to have a chance to read one-on-one with her and wipe out up to $5 of their fines and read them away. So the hope is that any kids that were staying away from the library due to fines will be encouraged to come back and check out books again.
No, Miss Katie, you're always excited to talk to kids. And when we talk throughout the year, you do story times, you do all sorts of programs. I'm sure this is just another fun way for you to connect with those kids and get them involved, like we always talk about, in reading and literacy.
It is, yeah. I'm really excited, actually, for this program. It, just to see kids' faces when they come in, my summer has been really kind of different, where I haven't got to see many faces. And so to be able to read with the kids on Zoom, it will actually bring me a lot of joy. I'm excited to do it, and I'm excited for this opportunity to have those kids be able to take down their fines and not have that be a holdback to great books here at the library that they can check out and continue practicing reading and getting those literacy skills. And some kids also, their cards might be on hold because they have a damaged book or a lost book. And so $5 will also be used to, if they don't have fines, they can use that $5 to take that charge down a little bit too. So we're excited for this to happen. Nicole and I have been talking about it since January, I think, of last year. And so we were really excited for all of this to happen. So you can feel free to call the library and sign up or email me at kdreyer@cityofpella.com. Contact us anyway, or you can even just go onto our online calendar and register. They're 10-minute sessions. They will be on the 15th, 16th, 24th, and 25th of September. And if any of those times don't work, please give me a call. Drop me an email. We will find a time that works for you. It doesn't have to be just one of those four specific days. That's just what we've kind of planned on right now. Because the purpose is to not have a hurdle for kids to be able to come into the library. So the main purpose is to get that out. So yeah, please give me a call, drop me an email if these times don't work and we can make something work for you guys.
Well, and Nicole, we had a chance, Dr. Bob actually did, to talk to some of the members of Light and State Bank earlier this year, the big donation you made at Wonderspelling. You kind of touched on it, but what does it mean as a community bank to continue, especially through these very difficult times, to support projects, whether it's financially or through a process like this, to kind of keep helping the community and everyone rebuild after really the last tough 6 months we've had?
So the bank gives to about 100 different local nonprofits each year. This year, we've definitely seen an influx of need from, various nonprofits. And so, you know, through the library program sponsoring this and Wunderspelen and all those other things, that's a chance for us to help the community. And another great way that we are giving back this year is for each employee on their anniversary, they get to direct a donation to a nonprofit of their choice. So we're just really excited about that this year. It's another way to, you know, let our employees choose where they want that money to go to.
Yeah, we're really excited about this program and the investment that the bank is putting in the kids here in Pella. And so please feel free to join us on any of the online programs that we're going to offer this year. Thank you.
Once again, that was Katie Dreyer with the Pella Public Library and Nicole Goodnow with Lighten State Bank. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.